Habochan Ozzy Cohen on the subject of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila.
We know the Klal Yisrael were commanded to take a seah as a korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Vikchol lechem ish seah leveis avos seah leboys." Every family of Klal Yisrael, every chabura, were commanded to take a seah to shecht it as a korban. The pasuk also says that they had to take this seah, and it had to be as a mishmeres. V'hoyol lechem lemishmeres ad abo asayim. This korban had to be, they had to guard it, and for 4 days. As Rashi explained, they had to make sure that it was tam, there was no mum on the behemoth. It's called bikur, so that took 4 days. And therefore, they had to take it on Yud Nisan, and they kept the seh, and then on Yud Dalud Nisan, they shechted the seh. Rashi inside the Lashon, he says, is that Lashon zeh bikur, shetom bikur mum, abo yabem chedem shechita. Rashi goes further and explains that Klal Yisrael, as we know, they weren't zoicha v'gola. They had no zechus with them. The pasuk in Yecheskel says that he describes Klal Yisrael as being Eirim the area. They were naked from mitzvahs, and in order for them to have a zechus to be yotz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them 2 mitzvahs. Rashi says, "Nosan lehem shtei mitzvahs, dam Pesach v'dam Mila, the dam of the korban Pesach, and then the dam of the bris Mila." Says Rashi, "Shemolu bo'ise halayla," that they did the bris Mila bo'ise halayla on that night. We'll see what that means. Shenem amus yoseses b'demayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Klal Yisrael wallowing in their blood, and we know Shtei Damim, Dam Pesach, Dam Mila.
When did they do the Mila? What day of night?
So the Pashas is that Vayis HaLailo means Leil Tesvog. The same night that they did, that they ate the Korban, that night they did the Bris Mila. That's the Pashas of Rashi. The Medrash takes that one. However, there's a very mechudosh thing of Das Kenim. The Das Kenim on that Pasuk says, he actually learns it into Rashi, that what does it mean Vayis HaLailo? Says the Daskenim, V'oimer Rashi, says Rashi, she's asked with Bris Mila over Dam Pesach, Dalad Yomim. Rashi says that they had to be Oisuk in the midst of Bris Mila and the midst of Korban Pesach 4 days. So we understand Pesach, like Rashi explained, then it's Bikur, you have to check to make sure it has no mum. Why do you need to wait 4 days for the Mila? Why do you need to wait 4 days after you do Bris Mila, or 3 days? Says the Daskenim, she emoilu v'yeshu gimel yomim acha ha-mila. They had to wait after they did the bris 3 days because they're in a matzvah sakana, they're very shvach, so they can't go on a journey. So because they can't go on a journey, because they just had the bris mila, they have to wait 3 days. After 3 days, you start healing and then you can go on a mahalach. So it says that Daz Akenim, that I learned that Rashi, when he says, Shamolo bo'isa halayla, it means on the same night that they took the set. They took the set for the first time they took it. That was all on Yud Nisan. We find a lot of times in the Torah this business of sakana. We know from Avraham Avinu, Pashas Vayera, Hashem visited him on the third day, because the third day is actually where you're in the most pain, so... And then on the fourth day you start healing. Shechem as well. Shimon and Levi attacked Shechem on the third day. On the third day to the B'yom Shishi L'milasam, when they had the Bris Mila, because then they were very shvach. So we see that L'chori, he's got a very shtakatayna of Sakana, the Das Kenim. However, there are a few questions on this Das Kenim. Number one, the very posh the question is, which everyone's probably wondering, that if it takes 3 days, if you're in a matzvah sakana for 3 days and only after 3 days you start getting better, so it would have been enough for them to do the bris on Yud Aleph Nisan or Yud Beis Nisan. Why Yud Nisan? Why do they have to do it on the same night as the Lekicha Saseh? Why couldn't it be? It could have been on Yud Beis Nisan, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. That's the first question. Number two, there's a very famous medrash, not like the Das Kenim. It's a famous medrash. The medrash says that when Moshe and Aaron, they shechted the Korban Pesach, and there was a Rech, an Eden, which came out of the Korban, and they gathered around Moshe and Aaron on the night of Tesvav, and they said to them, give us from your Korban. They it smelled so good, they wanted to eat from the Korban. So Moshe and Aaron said to them, it says in the pasuk, that if you're oral, you can't eat the Korban. So we see that on Neil Tesvav, they didn't yet have a bris, because it seems to be that they only did the bris later on in the night, because if they would have done the bris on Yud Nisan, then they would have been fine. Moshe and Aaron would have given from their Korban to Klal Yisrael. So that's a klar medrash, not like the Das Kenim. Another Raya, not like Adas HaKenim, actually, a lot of other Rishonim learn not like Adas HaKenim. The Targum Yonason says, they took Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, they mixed it together, and on the little Tesla, they put it on the Mashkev. So if they put it on the Mashkev, it had to still be liquid. If they did the Mila on Yod Nisan, so it would have congealed. We know it's a Migdash that has to be a Kohen who stand and mix the blood to make sure it wouldn't go hard. So he also learns not like the Adas HaKenim. The Balaturim as well, he says in the Pasuk, V'hoya Hadom Lechem La'os. So Bapashas, that means that the blood of the carbon should be for you as an ois. He says that that's Begamatria Hamila. So he learns that when it says in the Pasuk the Dam, it's referring to Dam Mila. And this Dam Mila should be to you as an ois. So the Pasuk says that after you shech the carbon and everything, then V'hoya Hadom Lechem La'os, which is on Lil Tesvav. And he says that's talking about the Mila. Why? He says, Shemolo Bo'isi Halayla. Said the Balaturim, because they did Bris Mila on that night. So again, he learns like the Targum Yonason, which is all comes from the Medrash, says that they did the Bris Mila on Yil Tesvav and not on Yud Nisan. Now, if you're going to ask me, Lechira, the Das Kenim, he's got a very good taina about Sakana, because it's a very good point. You know, we do find in the Torah of Shechem, Avraham Avinu, the Teretz is Pasha, because there could have been a nace happened to Klal Yisrael, that they were, Hashem was Marap for them straight away, and they weren't in a Matzah of Sakana. It's not really Shver, the taina of the Das Kenim. The Medrash isn't going to have anything Shver, because there was a nace. However, I would like to... So, Lechoy the Tazakenim, right by Tzorchian. The vowel is no Teretz. So, now I'd like to move on and ask a question to feed the Medrash. This Medrash that learns that, which is Mavor Klo, that they did the Bris Mila on Lil Tesvav. Question is, how can they do Bris Mila Balayla? Why? We know, Lechatchila, a Bris has to be done Bizmano, B'yom Hashmini. If the baby's yellow and it has to be Shaloi Bizmano, are you allowed to do the Bris Mila Balayla? Bris Mila Bizmano, we learn that from Sukkim, that you can't do it by Laila, it has to be done by Yom. We learn that from the Ben Shemel HaSiyomim. Bris Mila Shleibas Mana, maybe it could be done by Laila. Say the Chachomim, that they learn that from the Vav in the Torah, it says, Ubayim Hashmini Yimo. So they learn that from the Vav of Ubayim Hashmini, that even Bris Mila Shleibas Mana can't be done by Yom. It can't be done by Laila, it has to be done by Yom. So, we pass back to Chachomim, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samaches Aleph, he says, Bris Mila Shleibas Mana can't be done by Laila, it has to be done by day. So, if we pass the Chachomim, all the Yidden in Mitzrayim, they were doing Bris Mila Shloi Bizmano. So if so, how could they do it Balayla? That's the first question. So, but the Achrenim, Bereshom, the Tichem, the Rashash, they all answer that the Pasuk of, this Pasuk of Ubayim HaShmini Yimo, where the Chachomim were derish the Vav to tell me that even Bris Mila Shloi Bizmano has to be done by Yoim, this Pasuk is written in Parshas Tazria. Parshas Tazria is Acha Matan Torah. Kodim Matan Torah, we don't have a Pasuk of Ubayim HaShmini Yimo. So Avada, the Yidden in Mitzrayim, Kodim Matan Torah, Avada they could do the Bris Mila, Shalei Bizmano, Balayla. You know, all that Achronim, Reb Chaim, actually, he's got a whole Indian Geirus, he ties it into Mila, and he says that there's two Pashas of Mila. There's a Pashas of Mila, Kodim Matan Torah, and there's a Pashas of Mila, Acham Matan Torah. He brings out loads of Nafka Minas, he says each one is telling me two totally different Dinim. So it's for sure, there's very clearly here two psukim of Mila, which one are not got to do with the other. That's the first teretz. We can also suggest another teretz based on the Zohar. The Zohar and the Chidah say that on Lil Tesvav, there was a big nace, Laila Kiyam Yor, the sun shone at night time. And it had a din of day. Now, if it had a din of day, then you can answer, okay, very good, so it wasn't by Laila, it was by Yom really. If it had a din of Yom, it was Yom. However, that's not partial at all, because the same Zayah himself later on says that this whole nace of Laila Kiyom Yor only started after Chatzos. If it only started after Chatzos, then before Chatzos it was still Laila. And therefore, you haven't really got a teretz to hakle du Bris Mila Belaila. It still was Belaila, even if you did Zayah, because the whole nace was only after Chatzos. And for sure they did the Bris Mila before Chatzos. So, that's one taina, so you can't really answer this. It's very interesting because the Mekavos HaMishnah on the Rambam, he asks on this Zayah that if you say Laila Kiyom Yor, then how could they be Mekayim the Pasuk of V'ochla Sabasa Balayla Hazeh? It says that Klal Yisrael means to eat the korban Balayla. So he asks, it's not Balayla. So, number one, L'chaira, I don't know what he's asking, because if the whole nace was only after Chatzos, L'fi the Rabbanon that we pass on that korban needs to be eaten until Chatzos, so they for sure ate it before Chatzos, which was still Laila. So if it was still Laila, because the whole nation was only after Chatzos, then Avada, it was fine. They did. They ate a korban by Laila. They were Mekayim Ochsel Basa by Laila. I'm not really sure what the Mekayim Ochsel Mishnah is asking on the Rambam.
They had to do the Mila before the korban. Yeah. Otherwise they are Arabian.
Oh. Yeah, so we're going to come to that. Very good. So L'chor, we have no teretz based on this ayah. And we've got a very shvar time of the Mekavos HaMishnah. Not really sure what he's asking. Agav, there's a very famous Tagminist in Venezuel. He says, when the Pasuk says, Va'esa Eschem al-Kamp Nisharim, he learns that, what does that mean? He says, Belil Sis Mitzrayim, Hashbaruch Hu took Klal Yisrael and flew them to Yerushalayim, and there they ate the korban. They did the Shechita and they ate the korban in the Mokum HaMikdash over there. So if you see that, it works out very nicely. The Taka was Laila there. There was no Laila Kiyam Yorah there. So if there was no Laila Kiyam Yorah there, there was only Laila Kiyam Yorah Mitzrayim, where all the other Nisim were happening. So if Lefidah Tagmon is in Brazil, it works out very nicely, Taka, that it was Belailah. So let's see if we can answer, let's see if we can give another teretz to the question of Imam and Belailah. So there's a very famous Gemara, the Gemara in Croesus and the Gemara in Yavamus. They say the Mila of Klal Yisrael in Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Mila Skerus. What were they doing it? They were doing it to be Rashi uses the Lashon in Yavamus, to be Nechas or Tachas Kampi Ashkena. So if it was a Mila Skerus, Shulchan Aruch Nirodeh, in Reish Lamech Ches, the Gimel Paskins, that the Ger Shemol Balayla, if the Ger does Mila Balayla, but yeah, but it's fine, it's a Kosher Mila. So this Mila of Klal Yisrael was a Mila Skeris. We learn out, that is the Makor of Mila Skeris, the Mila of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So therefore, it was very good how they could do it, Balayla. That seems to be a very good teretz. However, the Shach, in Reish Lamech Ches, Tess, asks on this, that, he says, Rosh Hashanah explained, the whole reason why Mila Skeris works Balayla is because what is a Mila Skeris? By definition, a Mila Skeris is the finishing off. It's a Gemar Din. It's Nidin ki Gemar Din of the Geirus. Why? Prior to this Geirus, you had the Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. It could be, you had a Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. And after this Kabbalah, then you did the final stage, which was the Bris Mila. And the Tefillah as well, okay. So if it's like a Gemar Din, we know the Gemara Sanhedrin says that a Gemar Din, you could do Balayla. It's Kosher. Gemar Din is Kosher Balayla. However, that's all good by Gedolim. That's a very good reason by Gedolim. It's a good Svara by Gedolim. By Gedolim, they've had Kabbalah beforehand, they're Shaykh to Kabbalah beforehand, and then they do a Bris Mila. But Ketanim, which aren't Shaykh, they can't have a... They're not Shaykh to Kabbalah so mitzvahs. Why? Because Betzim, we see that a Tefillah of the cotton, a Tefillah is also part of the Geirus, a Tefillah has to be done Adas Bezdin. A Tefillah to a cotton is done Adas Bezdin. So he isn't Shaykh for full Kabbalah. And if so, by Ketanim, it's not Nidin Kekumah Adin, it's really Tchilas Adin. This is the Maisa Geirus which you're doing to the Kotan. This is it, this is the beginning and this is the end. There's no Kabbalah beforehand by Kotan. So if so, by Ketanim, in Mitzrayim, what was the Hetzer to do it by Laila? Because there's no Svara of Kekumah Adin. So that's why the Shech doesn't really like this Teretz, based on the Gemaras that we've learned. Because even if it's a Milas Geirus, all the Ketanim couldn't have had a proper Mila, because they wouldn't have been allowed to do Mila by Laila. So maybe we can just say a very partial teretz. The Rav Shlomo Kluger and also the Acharonim answer it, that in Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a Rasha, it was a one-off. As a Rasha, it was more for them to do Bris Mila Balayla. So, Betzim, I want to see if I can take this a bit further. Maybe we can answer more than that it was just a Rasha. The Bris Gerov, he asks a question. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Oro Lo Yechal Boy. We know the Klal Yisrael can't eat the Korban Pesach if they're Arelim. Now, when was this... So, the Bris Gerov asks that we know the halacha, we paskin, if you are oral b'shas shechita, that's ma'akev in the whole shechita. You can't be oral b'shas shechita. So he asks that, for pashtus, the whole pasha of Choron Echaboy was all said before the shechita, before everything. So how could Klal Yisrael do the shechita when they were arelim? It's ma'akev in the whole thing. The Brit Gerov answers very mekudosh to Kateretz. The whole pasuk of Choron Echaboy was said after the shechita. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command them, take a seh, shecht it, all psukim, and then they shecht it, and then Moshe and Aaron came to Klal Yisrael and said, b'chol oral, lo yechal boy, that if you're oral, you can't eat it. So, about b'shas shechita, there's nothing wrong with Fewa Arelim. There was no pasuk that said that if you're oral, you can't eat the korban. So, very mechudosh de keteret. Now, the Fidus Biskarov, the Chura, you can answer, and I would like to suggest, based on this, we had the Seyed Advarim. There was first shechita, the psukim of shechita, they did the shechita. And after the Shechita, they were very busy being Oisik in the midst of Shechita, the midst of Salayla, all the Suda. Then came the Pasuk of B'chol Oro Lo Yechal Boy in the middle of all of this. So, if they were very busy being Oisik in one mitzvah of the Shechita and preparing the Karvan, are you going to ask me afterwards the mitzvah of B'chol Oro Lo Yechal Boy? That begins a Oisik mitzvah, potter in our mitzvah. If both would have come beforehand, if the pasuk of shechita and the pasuk of the chorla yichad way would have all been said in the beginning, you can't say, okay, we're going to do shechita and then we're going to do eitzkei mitzvah and be potter. You have to be mimkayim both things. But since the pasuk only came after they were commanded to shecht, then you said that if you're oral, you can't eat. So the begadah ha eitzkei mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. So nish stam, it's just like a harasha. You could say more. Chorla le begadah ha eitzkei mitzvah potter mina mitzvah. So, just to summarize, what we've come out is we had a question. We learned that Klal Yisrael mitzvah in two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. Rashi says that Dan Mila was Dan Bo'ose Halayla. Shemolu Bo'ose Halayla. What does Bo'ose Halayla mean? We thought it means on El Tesvav, which is the Chor of the Pashtus, the Klara Medrash. However, the Das Akedim seems not to learn like that. He seems to learn in Rashi that it was done on Yud Nisan, on the same night that they took the set, which is the Chor of the Eishver. We asked Kamakashas on it. Yeah, how could it be? Why did they have to do it on Yud? Why not Yud Aleph? Connected to the Midrashim. And we were left off with the Sorachin. We then tried to answer the question, how can they do Bris Milah Balayla? So what comes out is, we have the Maskana three satisfying Torotzim. Number one, the Chilik before Matan Torah, Achal Matan Torah. We have number two, the Teretz of Eira Ashor. And the Chilik, number three, is really even better. You could say, since they're together, Ha'is B'mitzvah, Hotah Minah Mitzvah, to feed this briskerot, it comes out that they were potter. They didn't need to be mekayim this limud that chacham learned from the vav of ubayim shmini that has to be done b'yayim. No, it didn't have to be done. It doesn't have to be done b'yayim. Begadah ha'is b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah.
How do we know they were gemalas all the time during when they lived in Israel? How do we know that they stopped doing it? They came into Egypt with Yaakov and his family, and they had the mitzvah of Bris Milah. How do we know they stopped doing it all the time? How should they stop doing it?
The Pashtas, Klal Yisrael reached such a low madriga. They weren't doing anything. They were Orim. They were Orim from all mitzvahs. They had nothing.
We don't know that. We don't know they didn't do Bris Milah.
The Pasuk in Yecheskel said that Klal Yisrael were together in Matzav. It says that Irim Ve'erio. They were poshut. They had no mitzvahs to them. No zchusim. Nothing. The Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that they had absolutely nothing. If they would have done Mila, maybe they would have married to the Gula. I don't know.
Hashem has to give them the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding. Are you saying that they were potter from mitzvahs Mila?
Mitzvahs Mila to be done by Yoim.
The Oisib B'mitzvah in Kol Pesach.
Correct.
Therefore, they should be potter from doing Mila at all. Going to you.
Saying that, yeah, so that's they really were. Okay, but so, yeah, you're right. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So after they did the Shechita, then they did the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Just, it wasn't so bad that it had to be done by day. It was also done by night. They did the Bris Milah. Just, it wasn't done by Yom. The part of the Vav that tells us that has to be done, even Milah Shlipas Manah by Yom, that wasn't done by Yom, it was done by Laila. They still had that mitzvah. Because Rachel gave them two mitzvahs. They still did. It's like a mitzvah. Just they didn't do it. Together of they didn't do it. They did it by yeah. Come. So just to finish up.
Didn't have a tzivui to do it. Didn't have a tzivui to do the Torah to do the Bris Milah actually.
Yeah.
It was a minute.
It
the
Torah. The Torah is not a voice. That's what. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not.
The pasuk said "Chor lo yichal boy," so then they were commanded to do Bris Milah. So, just to finish off, so Pick the Blazer, he says that this mitzvah Bris Milah taka is a strong mitzvah. It says "Muftach of Klal Yisrael Geula." So, Mitzvah Shem Shpizeich taka v'schus the Dam Milah Mitzrayim together with the Milah Lederus Shem Shpizeich to bring Shechem Karvin Hevim in Omer.
Hello.